Right, come on then. Put us out of our misery with this kitchen science experiment.
Okay, so I have the mug. I've got a pencil which is going to be going slightly above horizontal, which the mug is now hanging off.
Should I stand back at this point?
I'm going to stand back because I've got space to do it in.
Getting a bit tangled up with his headphones there. Whoops, hang on, there we go.
Okay, so I'm stretching the string out, and so I'm taking the weight of the mug on the string. I'm just going to let go of the nut. We'll hope, see what happens.
Aha! No broken mug. Fantastic.
Okay, that worked, right? Because the mug, and we'll just explain what happened, the mug began to drop off of the pencil, and as it was taking up the string coming from the other hand with the nut on it, the nut got close to the end and then began to wind its way around the pencil, forming an anchor which arrested the mug as it fell. But if you'd held that closer to the ground, would it have actually stopped before the mug hit the ground?
You do want to hold it slightly above the length of the string to be safe, yes.
Stand on a chair.
You tell us.
I said hold it up. Okay, yeah, hold it up above the length of the string.
It's a great party trick, that. I would not have guessed that was going to happen. I thought it was just going to sort of swing aimlessly back and forth. There was some funny thing. I didn't realise that would happen. That was really quite impressive.
Okay, I love it. It still worries me when I do it, but it is good. What's going on is as you drop it, there's two things pulling the nut. The nut's going to get pulled in towards the pencil. It's also dropping under gravity. Because it's dropping under gravity, it starts to rotate around the pencil. And as the mug pulls it in, the string's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. It's a bit like if you got a ice skater, as they move their weight in towards the middle, they spin faster and faster and faster. So as the string gets shorter and shorter and the nut gets closer and closer to the pencil, it spins faster and faster and faster. So it keeps spinning round and round and round the pencil until eventually it can spin round enough in order to produce enough friction to stop the mug.
And you have some beautiful, wacky pictures of this for people to look at on the web.
I've got some lovely high-speed footage of it on the web.
Fantastic. So do have a go, and if you manage to make it work, send in some pictures of yourself making it work as well.